Welcome to MTV Somali Channel's nightly news bulletin. If you're new to us, please don't forget to subscribe in order not to miss out on our nightly news round in Somalia. In today's headline, Somalia dismisses revenue split with Kenya, 4 dead in Johar roadside bomb attack, and suspected suicide bombers killed in Galkayo. We start with, Somalia has denied reports that the resumption of diplomatic relations with Kenya stems from an oil-sharing agreement on the offshore. Kenya's The Star newspaper claimed to have seen a redacted agreement between Kenya and Somalia due to be signed in Doha soon. This would see the two states split oil revenues 50-50. The Star cited Qatari support for the deal. In particular, it noted links between the Middle Eastern state and Eni and Total. Somali Deputy Prime Minister Mahdi Guled denied that such a deal had taken place. Suggestions that Kenya and Somalia would split revenues are baseless and untrue, he said. Somalia continues to wait for a judgment from the International Court of Justice, ICJ, on the demarcation of the offshore boundary, the politician said. The ICJ heard Somalia's case in mid-March. It will provide a public ruling at some point. Guled led the Somali delegation. Kenya opted to drop out of the ICJ case before presenting final arguments. It alleged unfairness in the way in which the ICJ was handling the case. Total and Eni both have stakes in the Lamu Basin, under license from Kenya. Qatar Petroleum signed up with the two companies to work in the area, in 2019. At least 4 soldiers, including a commander, have been killed in a roadside bomb attack in Johar. According to early reports, the blast targeted Middle Shabelle region governor Ahmed Maya Makaran, who survived. 4 of the governor's bodyguards, including Dasso Mohamed Kielshe, a commander, were killed. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack. The roadside bomb comes as clashes were reported in Johar between regional forces and the Marwisle militias. The fighting was reportedly precipitated by an arrest of a prominent Marwisle faction leader. Among the casualties is Ali Ahmed Gabad, also known as Ali Madube, an official at Hirshabelle's presidential office. Police in Galkayo town say they thwarted a suicide bomb attack on Tuesday. The 3 would-be attackers were said to be traveling in an auto rickshaw in the southern part of the city when they were shot dead near a police checkpoint. Puntland police shot all 3, and attackers detonated the suicide bomb. 3 suicide bombers were planning to blow themselves up, but the Galkayo police force prevented them. The attack happened in the Wadajir neighborhood near the Ambers Hotel in Galmudug, and the terrorists were killed on the scene, said a police spokesman. Police say there were no other casualties or injuries. There has not been any claim of responsibility. Galmudug security officials have released no further details. That's it for our nightly news roundup bulletin in Somalia. Do not forget to subscribe in order to not miss out more bulletins from MTV Somali Channel.